Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Heels up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
Hells down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Zach, that might be my favorite rejoin.
The hills up.
That you've made.
Guns down.
I want to play it for Brian.
We can play it again. Great.
Oh, man.
That is pretty great.
I don't know. It's so stupid.
It really is.
That's where we started the season with L's up, guns down.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. That's where we started, and it ended in a whimper. And
time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
L's up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
L's down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
It's so stupid.
Jimmy.
It's so stupid. Yeah. All right, let's get Brian Rice in here, 99.1 The Sports Animal. We'll talk to him about this game coming up on Saturday. It's a big one for both teams. Kentucky looking for that quad one win. Brian, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing very well. Looking forward to what should be a very interesting matchup tomorrow at Rupp Arena.
Well, it is a big matchup, and this is also, I'm getting ready to do the laziest thing, but let's start here, okay? With this Tennessee team, 2-2 in the last four, this is a very lazy question, but it's a place to start at least. What's the state of the program? Where are they? How do people feel about them? Their schedule has been fantastic up until now, much better than Kentucky's. Where are they with the where are they as a team, and what's happened the last couple weeks to have a couple losses?
You know, despite the fact that the record is as strong as it is, and you have wins over teams like Arizona, I mean, the Arizona game just a couple of weeks ago, the confidence level is low among the fan base. I think you take another loss at Alabama, even though you're without, in that game, John Fulkerson and Kennedy Chandler, they were both out due to COVID. You played a pretty good game, but ultimately didn't close it out. And then you have a win, you follow that up with a win over Ole Miss at home, by 6 points, that is a game that you didn't play very well, but you end up pulling it out. So those two games are kind of a wash. Should have won at Alabama, probably should have lost to Ole Miss, but each of those games went the other way. And I think losing to LSU and Baton Rouge is just another here we go again. People dislike Will Wade so much, that game takes on that little extra, especially when you take a loss. And then, you emerge from a 20-point win over South Carolina going, okay, they won, but I don't think the issues are fixed. The bottom line with this Tennessee basketball team right now is they take too many three-point shots. And as Rick Barnes will point out to you, and he has in a couple of news conferences, they're not taking bad shots. And that's what's frustrating is this team is not knocking down open threes, and he doesn't want to tell them not to take them because zone defenses are giving them open threes. But at some point, you have to start hitting them. And going into the South Carolina game, I haven't rerun the numbers since then, but going into the South Carolina game, nearly 44% of the total shots that Tennessee's attempted this year have come from three-point range. And that comes on a team that has viable options down low. It's just too many. And I think that's what's frustrating to fans is when they are not hitting at a good clip, which has been most of the year, this team is frustrating to watch.
They were 7 of 21 from 3 against South Carolina, good for 33.3%. So you'll like this. As you were saying that, my initial reaction, Brian, was Calipari's going to complain on Saturday because Tennessee's going to come into Rupp Arena and hit a bunch of threes.
Yeah.
Because that's what Kentucky fans, I have one sitting right next to me.
Oh, you know
I'm right, Strieble.
Absolutely.
That's all Cal and Kentucky fans whine about. Anytime a team comes in, it doesn't matter if it's a mid-major, it doesn't matter if it's one of the big boys like Tennessee, it's someone's going to walk into Rupp and have a
career game.
And so that's now exactly, Brian, what I'm expecting to happen tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
If Tennessee comes in and they are hitting from 3-point range, they're going to win the game. I mean, I'll throw that prediction out right now. If they hit at a rate above their season average of, which right now stands at about 32%, if they hit above that from three, they're going to win the game. But how do you predict that a team is going to go on the road, particularly to a place like Rupp Arena, and do that? I don't think that can be Tennessee's game plan for tomorrow. I think they've got to try to work the ball inside more than they have. They have the talent. I just don't think they have the talent that has the confidence to go right to the rim. And here's the other problem. The free throw shooting has been atrocious. Tennessee this year is hitting 66% from the free throw line, just over 50% the other night against South Carolina. You're not going to win any games on the road against anybody if those are your numbers from the free throw line. So if you get into the paint and you try to force things inside and you draw fouls and you still don't win the game, that's going to be even more frustrating than where things are right now. A couple of games ago, Tennessee was able to get, I believe it was three players to foul out against LSU. You still didn't win the game. Weren't able to take advantage of it. How does Tennessee do that? I think it's a story to watch going into this weekend.
Brian Rice with us at Brian C. Rice. If you want to follow him, all the Tennessee stuff coming up tomorrow, 99.1 The Sports Animal. How old were you when John Fulkerson got to Tennessee?
It feels like I was a child. I mean, here's
sixth
the thing,
year,
I worked
right?
in the athletics department. Yeah, I worked in the athletics department through the beginning of the 2016 football season, and it's just on the edge of Fulky was coming in back then. So he's one of the last athletes I can remember doing some of the entry paperwork on. But he has been a great player for Tennessee. He's a guy that is taking this extra year that the NCAA granted because his prospects for playing professionally are going to be exclusively overseas. And I think he had an opportunity
sure.
to come in and continue living the fun life. It's frustrating to other fan bases to retire to this tall, lanky kid coming in and doing what he does. But he's just a popular figure locally. He's very genuine, local guy, looks like us, sounds like us. And I think that's a valuable thing in this day of name, image, and likeness to come in and have another great year. But, yeah, he has been here forever, and I fully understand the frustration of other fans. How is he still here? How? But, man, he is.
Who? What team was it? Was it Auburn? Who had the big foul on him in the SEC tournament last year? He like broke his nose or orbital bone or something. He was out the rest of the tournament, was he not? Who was that against?
Didn't get to play in the NCAA tournament. I am 95% sure that was Florida. I'm scrolling through to check.
You know, it was Florida.
It was Florida.
I don't know why I threw Bruce Pearl's team directly under the bus. I don't know why I did that. I actually like Bruce Pearl's team, which we can get to. I'm sure you like to hear that as a Tennessee guy. Hey, you want to talk about Bruce Pearl, Brian? We're having you on from Knoxville. Very popular figure. Next, we'll talk about Lane Kiffin and Butch Jones. There was a guy. Yeah, Derek Dooley talk next. There was a guy that used to work here by the name of Lachlan McLean. He was a contrarian, and he was often wrong. And he backed, because he hated Mark Stoops at Kentucky, he backed Butch Jones to the very end.
Yep. That last loss.
And he drowned. And he drowned in his own wrongness.
That last loss he took at Kentucky, he still was clinging to life.
He was clinging to life. Kennedy
Chandler. Is he an Arkansas State fan now? I mean,
No, he's a Virginia fan. Go figure.
Yeah.
Even more pretentious. Virginia fan. Kennedy Chandler comes in. He's a big freshman guard, 13.5 a game there. What do you think Kentucky I guess, what kind of player is he? What do you think Kentucky will do with him? And then, you know, Xavier Wheeler, you're familiar, Georgia and now Kentucky. He will be back. Ty Washington's been good. Kellen Grady. So the matchup of guards is always, to me, the most interesting part. How, you know, I'm just throwing a bunch at you. What do you think about Kennedy Chandler in this game and, you know, guards against guards, I guess, with the Vols and Wildcats?
Well, I think Wheeler being back for Kentucky, it makes this a great guard-on-guard matchup. Obviously, being the top assist man in the conference is huge. Kennedy Chandler has come in and has shown a maturity that I don't think anybody could have expected, even from somebody who has the pedigree that he has with his ranking coming into school. But he has been very steady. He has been very calm. But when he needs to take it to the basket, he does, and he's not afraid to do that. Just an incredibly talented young man that has elevated the play of the team around him. I think, again, going back to what I opened with, if Tennessee is hitting three-pointers at a higher rate than they are, then everybody is lauding Kennedy Chandler for the way he distributes the basketball and for the way
right.
he draws attention.
Right.
As it is, you know, he's averaging 3.1 assists per game, a number that would be significantly higher if guys were knocking down shots. He's fine in the open man. He's directing traffic very well. And I think when you see a freshman coming in, you expect there to be some ups and downs with that. And there really haven't been. There's been just ups. And that's been really good to see from him in a position that Tennessee needs it. Because I really think, you know, if you stick him on last year's Tennessee basketball team, then they are a much more successful operation than they were. They were missing the distributor. Santiago Vescovi was trying to be the distributor. That's not his game. He's a two-guard. But he was having to fill the role. There were some other guys that were trying to fill the role. Kennedy Chandler makes the Tennessee offense run effectively, and I'm really looking forward to that matchup between the two of them tomorrow.
Vescovi, I mean, he played – I mean, his minutes are about the same his entire career, but, I mean, he goes about from, what, 9 points a game to 14. Why is that?
I think it's the being able to just play the two guard, just focusing on getting open, finding a place to get his shot. He's very good at finding a shot, and he's very good at – he's a guy that has a lot of confidence. He's got that, you know, for lack of a better term, Euro swag. He's come over with the idea that, hey, I am going to hit shots, and – that's what my team needs from me. And I think now that he is able to embrace that role, he's not having to handle the ball nearly as much. It seems to have helped his confidence, and it seems to have helped his success shooting the basketball.
Brian Rice with us, 99.1 The Sports Animal there in Knoxville. We'll get you out of here with these quick, you know, just quick hitters here to get you out of here on this Friday. How has Tennessee done with name, image, and likeness? Kentucky's done a pretty good job, especially the basketball team. And then Louisville, obviously, we follow him, has done a little bit less. And I don't know what Indiana's done, Jack, but how has Tennessee done with that?
You know, I think it depends on who you ask. I think there are a lot of fans that don't see Tennessee football players in as many commercials as they would have thought. They aren't talking about high dollar amounts as much as they would thought. And I really think that's more of a factor of coming into this football season, who the star players were wasn't immediately apparent. Hendon Hooker wasn't the starting sure. quarterback at the beginning of the year. It was Joe Milton. I think Hendon Hooker is going to have a tremendous amount of NIL opportunities going into this offseason and going into next year. I mentioned John Fulkerson on the basketball team. He's got a lot of opportunities. You've seen Kennedy Chandler, for example, have a lot of autograph signings. And I think that's what NIL is going to be mostly for. There are going to be some guys that have some high-dollar deals, particularly quarterbacks, probably stars of basketball teams.
Ty Washington's cleaning up. Ty Washington's cleaning up around here. Him and Wandell Robinson are the two that are cleaning up the most around here in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in Knoxville, just being around it and being in as many businesses as we are with the radio show, there was a very deliberate approach being taken by a lot of business owners here to make sure that they aligned with guys who aligned with what they were about. I think the Alumni Hall chain here has partnered with some basketball players to put their faces on T-shirts. There's a company called Orange Mountain Designs. That does the same thing with some female athletes, and they're having a tremendous amount of success. I've always mm-hmm. said, you know, if players were able to make money off their name, image, and likeness, the where you would see it most is obviously football with your star players. But I think beyond that, even above men's and women's basketball, you're going to see athletes in non-revenue sports really take off. Baseball, softball, volleyball. Those are the kinds of sports that local businesses know they have a draw, and those athletes have a tremendous value while they're wearing the team's jersey. Their value drops tremendously the day they play their last game. So right. They're able to do it. I think you're going to see walk-on guys at a lot of places end up making money. When they find their little role, they get in at the end of the game, people are cheering for them, they're popular. But I think businesses here in this area have been a little slower to embrace it, but I think it's setting up to have a very big second year. But just, you know, businesses want to be deliberate about it. Here's what you don't want. And I've said this since the start, and this is what business owners have told me as well. What you don't want is you don't want the local paper to come out and shoot photos of somebody signing autographs in front of your business. And then a month later, if they get arrested, the photo that runs with it is them signing autographs at your business. That's a very real concern, you know?
Yeah, the player stinks. I mean that, you know, Spencer Rattler ran into that. Around here, Haley Van Lith is a Louisville, women's basketball player. And I mentioned Wandell, Will Levis has had a lot of that tie.
Yeah.
Or it's just money that doesn't work out, like Spencer Rattler.
Right.
Spencer Rattler is making $1 million or whatever it was. So,
and a free truck.
Got a truck.
Ty's got a Porsche. They got a 6-month lease or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they went and repossessed Spencer Rattler's truck the day he lost his starting job at Oklahoma. Oh, but
yeah, well, he got another one at South Carolina. Yeah. So he got
Shane
another.
Shane Beamer hooked him up.
Yeah, Shane Beamer probably did that. Last one for Brian Rice there in Knoxville. 99.1 The Sports Animal. How much does Tennessee football beat Kentucky by next year? Two touchdowns. What are we looking at here?
I think that's an intriguing question because I love what Mark Stoops has continued to build. But Tennessee football has been the kryptonite to Kentucky football.
Because they can throw. They can throw.
Well, and just in the two best seasons that Kentucky's had, even when Tennessee had Jeremy Pruitt, in what was ultimately a losing season, Kentucky comes in here with the best team they've ever had and loses to Tennessee. I would say Tennessee's probably going to win that game next year just because that's what the history tells me. But it's a bad matchup for Kentucky. I think we talked the week of the Kentucky football game. It's a bad matchup because Tennessee throws the ball everywhere, and you have to be ready to go out and score some points to keep up with Tennessee because they're going to give up some points.
Yeah, that game a couple years ago, I hit the under. Oh, sorry, I thought you were done. Yeah, I just remember hitting the under in that game, and Benny Snell scoring at the end almost ruined it for me, Brian. Yeah, I took the under, so, you know, it is what it is. That's before Kentucky knew you could throw the ball. Now they know.
They
figured that out. It only took to 2021 or whatever, but they did figure that out. Well, Brian, enjoy the game on Saturday. We will talk down the road. Thank you so much, and have a fine weekend. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, thank you. You as well.
All right, there we go. Brian Rice with us. Brian C. Rice. You want to follow him there? All the good Kentucky stuff. Great, great radio voice. 99.1 The Sports Animal. There you go.
That's what I was thinking the entire time. Like, that voice was made for radio.
Hendon Hooker.
It's perfect.
My man.
Doesn't sound like anyone else is making anything off NIL in Tennessee. At least Hendon Hooker is. Good for him.
It has to bother fans of other teams. It would bother me.
Yes.
That Mitch Barnhart's athletic department is the one having all these deals. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Am I wrong? And Mitch doesn't like it probably, but that Mitch Barnhart's.
Well, he's got two coaches that are pushing harder than anybody for this NIL stuff, so he doesn't really have that much of a choice if he likes it or not.
You got to get the eighth JUCO at corner.
That's right.
Right. You got to get the cast off from Alabama that nobody wants. You got to get that.
I'll take players from Alabama.
I'm sure you will.
I'm fine with that.
There's some panic right now, Jack.
There's no panic. No one's panicking.
There's a little panic. There's a little bit of panic.
Name somebody.
You're a little clenched. A little clenched. Just by everything.
A little
basketball,
bit,
you're a little nervous.
No, basketball.
You got
they're
corners.
I'm not worried about basketball.
I mean, John Hale yesterday was like, you know, they can't really start Keontae Goodwin game one, can they? And I was like, oh,
they'll
boy.
Figure it out. I again
clenched.
They'll figure.
He's
I'm
a little
not
clenched.
It's not like I have Scott Satterfield getting Central Arkansas.
Of course,
they'll be
Dustin
fine.
DeBirak did say that he thought Indiana would go 2-10 again.
He did.
I mean that also the haymaker from yesterday that we never got to.
Which one?
Well, that.
Okay.
He was talking about 2-10.
Yeah, he's like, well, this schedule doesn't really line up for IU. They got to go here. They got to go there. They got to play this team. They got to play that team. He's like, 2-10's on the table.
Hey, Jack, how did it feel to try to punk Iowa and then lose by double digits and have them play their best basketball
of the season
and put it in your face that final 20 minutes? How did that feel last
night? Yeah, they haven't won a road game in almost a calendar year. I wasn't expecting them to win the game. It's pathetic turning the ball over 23 times. It's a team that's not good defensively. It's a joke. That's what it is.
Did Luka Garza play?
No, and Keegan Murray.
I forgot. He went
Murray, who leads the country in scoring, scored 10 points and was in foul trouble the whole game, and they still lost. Like, that's pathetic.
Why can't they
it's
win
pathetic.
Road games?
I don't know, but like it's
but they did. There was almost a fight at halftime.
Yeah.
There was almost a little scuffle at halftime. McCaffrey's son.
I'll show you, Hawkeyes.
Yeah, yeah. Shocker that McCaffrey's son is a rabble rouser.
Is involved in it. Yeah, exactly.
I did turn it on last night and Fran got that.
Yeah, losing to Connor McCaffrey is just
it's like losing to Saul Smith.
Yes, yes. Connor McCaffrey is Saul Smith, except I think Saul Smith was a better player than Connor McCaffrey.
Yeah, probably.
All I hear about is, he's a great leader. It's like, no, he sucks. He's a bum. He only plays because he's Fran's son. That's the only reason Connor McCaffrey has ever played basketball.
By the way, you can see Strebel as hating Saul Smith, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's one Kentucky fan that likes Saul Smith.
That's the easiest prediction of all time.
Oh, yeah. Nobody liked him.
Right no, then.
Nobody.
That's nice. That's a real nice thing to say.
It's true.
Isn't that a nice thing to say? No one liked you. That's how cool you guys
I'm
are.
Not being cool.
No one liked you. We all hated you and said bad things for 4 years about you. You bum.
I didn't
you
call
scoundrel.
Him a
scoundrel. You're nothing in this world. Is that? I mean,
I didn't
these guys
say
are terrible.
They didn't like him. I saw him at.
You didn't like him
back in the day.
Where'd you see him?
At a club.
What club?
The Bar of Louisville. Remember that over
is
there?
Is that a club or is that just a bar? Yeah.
No, it's like a club. Because you had a nice day cafe on the other side.
You introduce yourself to him?
No, he tried to pick up one of my friends.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
What was that a problem?
No, I didn't care.
Leave Candace alone. I mean,
I thought
like,
it was funny.
You,
I was like,
what
hey,
do you care?
Saul Smith likes
I didn't know.
You.
I mean, I
she didn't know who he was.
Yeah, but I can see you being the guy that jumps in.
No,
like,
I don't
like,
care.
Like, very protective of everybody.
I don't know.
Did you ever date her?
No, she's just a friend.
No.
Yeah. So,
how many female just friends did you used to have? Because
I had a good number.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Again, that's in the past. Now I don't care.
Oh boy. I don't know what the text line's going to do with that.
But I don't care what they
do.
Yeah,
I like
it.
How Jack.
I don't give a damn about the text
20,
line.
20 feet from the microphone. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Remarking 20 feet from the microphone.
But yeah, it didn't bother me. She didn't know who he was. She's like, because we were like, I was like, that's Saul Smith. And she's like, who? And it was after he played. He'd already graduated from Kentucky. And she's like, who? And like, he played basketball for the University of Kentucky. And she's like, that was it.
He's just so bald.
Now he is, yes.
He's been bald for
he's
a
balder
while.
Than his father.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, which is, you never want to do that.
Texas says, imagine being kissed by Mike Woodson.
What?
Texas says Sweeney is the epitome of the know-it-all. I hated it at high school, college, and at my accounting firm.
Wow.
It's real praise I listen. Hashtag BBN Blue Mist. Thank you.
He works at a firm? How about that?
Texas says, what a shock. UK fans hated Saul Smith.
They did.
Strebel yelled at Saul Smith. How bad did your dad hate Saul Smith? I know that. There we go. I know, but you that was instilled into your blood at an early age.
It was just
all BBN hated him.
It was just frustrating because the players around him were good, and he just wasn't. It was like we have all these good players that we have Saul Smith. It was just I understand he's Tubby's son. I get it. But at the same time, it was like we could have done better than this. We had better players.
Texas says, friend zone father.
Yeah, I was. I'm sure that person was, too, at some point. We've all been there. We've all been there. I'm sure you've been there, Andy. You've been in the friend zone, right?
I'd like to take calls for the next hour and a half. Actually, the next hour.
Yeah.
Until 5:30 on friend zone stories.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't and we won't.
Right, exactly.
Because you got to get into what's going to happen to Chris Mack.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
you
got to
get into it.
Very important.
But if I could, that's where I would. Jack would hate it.
Yes.
Okay. We would all tell our stories.
Yes.
And people would, and dudes would call in.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's
yeah.
all it would be for an hour.
Yeah.
I'd like
stories.
To do that. Like, that's kind of what I want to do.
Being let down. Asking to go to dates and being turned down for I'm just going with my friends. We all yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, I'm just reading these. None of these are good.
Oh, I'm sure. And again, all these texters.
I know.
Were all slaying back in the day. Just could pick, go to any place in America and just pick whichever woman they wanted. Because as the text lines, they're a bunch
it's
of bums.
All, it's all
they're
it
all
is.
Liars. They're all liars.
Texas
and
says Strebel had all his female friends and his on base percentage was 0.0.
I'm batting 1,000 now. B word.
You almost said it.
How about I almost did. I almost did.
You were dangerously close
yeah.
there.
I'm batting 1,000, which I don't believe. I even still don't know if I believe that. 1,000?
I'm married. Yeah, I'm batting. I have someone all the time.
Brett McMurphy, Iowa's Kirk Ferentz receives a contract extension through 2029.
Stoops is staying at Kentucky for a while.
I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
He's going to die on the sideline.
I just can't believe
he
it.
He is. He's going to pass away calling a fullback draw.
No, calling a punt on 4th and 3.
Yeah, he's going to die on the fourth and
25-yard line.
He's going to pass away. That.
Be 4th and 1 at the 30. And
yeah.
He could even kick a field goal. Like, out of hell with it. We're not going to make a 47-yarder. Let's cough and corner this son of a.
We got to play the field position game, guys.
Got to let the defense work. Yep. Get that turnover.
No, I'm not going to ask that one. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Texas says, what about the sunburn?
Don't worry about that.
Texas says, Strebel has me blocked on a sea of blue.
I don't have anyone blocked on a sea of blue. If
that
I do, then good. You probably deserved it. Which I don't. Again, I don't believe.
What a medium to be banned from, Jack. A sea of blue. I can't get on the sea of blue comment section anymore.
Right.
That's the. I mean, no offense. That's the bottom, right
there.
Oh
yeah. I mean,
our text line's not much better.
No.
Okay. It's not when process is blocking you at 8:14 in the morning.
For calling him a lame-o eater
or
something.
Yes. For making fun of him.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. Let's take a break. 437-9680. What was I going to do on the other end? All my papers are everywhere. Oh, yeah. Satterfield's back.
Don't do it, Andy.
It's happening again.
I know.
Scott Satterfield's out here just working for us.
I know.
We got to talk about it. We'll do that next mixtape in an hour at 5:30. It is The Take on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the big update?
The big takeaway from it?
Yeah.
Louisville fans going to be pissed when Bryce Hopkins is good and balling out.
I already know.
Balling out. We got Sidney Curry.
We talk to Mike Pratt every day.
Mike Pratt
tells us that every day.
And James Strebel.
All I'm saying is Louisville fans going to wish they had that instead of Sidney Curry lumbering around up and down the court. And they're going to be crying because
Bryce Hopkins
said, see you later.
Are you overcompensating? That one you can't like. I forgot about that.
I did too.
I did also until I found it today.
It's funny though, because he would start on their team. He would.
Yeah, but he can't play on your team.
No, he can't. No, it's true. This is true.
And
he
Louisville cannot, fans are in love with Sidney Curry at the moment. That's the only thing they like about that team.
Yes. They kind of like L. Ellis a little bit still.
Depends on the game.
Yeah.
Texas says, was one of Strebel's friends his girlfriend that he would return to when he came home from Campbell's dump? I mean, this is all the text line.
No, I'm sure it is.
I forgot how we even got to this point.
That
Saul Smith hit on one of your female friends. At what was it?
Bar of Louisville.
At the Bar of Louisville.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's how we got there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. It was. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Jack, what do we want to do here? We have
Is it time for the sound?
Let's get that, but let's also play a couple other funny things.
Okay.
The John Wong question.
I want the John Wong question.
Oh, yes.
And I want Pratt reading a somewhat mean text.
Pratt?
I want both of those.
Okay.
Do you want the ISIL response to the Pratt?
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course I want. I mean, yeah. ISIL response. You're damn right I do.
John, I watched that video that you made imploring everybody to wear KN95 masks. And I thought you did a good job, but you look around Rupp Arena and you see less than half the people wearing masks of any kind. Why did you feel compelled to kind of weigh in on a topic that you knew would be controversial or maybe even a little bit divisive?
I don't know what divisive, but I knew it would make people mad at me.
I love that. John Wong always comes through with the hard-hitting questions. That's what he's supposed to do.
Oh, it's fantastic. All right, let's get to Mike Pratt.
All right.
Texter, I don't know where a texter got this, but the SEC is having a special year. It's not a special conference. It is, too. I mean, come on.
Wow. They text that into Mike Pratt.
I explained to them during the break, what that was and what they were quoting from Locke.
Special season, not a special program.
Yes. So,
I mean, can you imagine if Locke were still here with Issel?
Oh, my God.
Issel, I mean, it would be battles. It would be Issel torpedoing Locke and Locke battling with the Luminary. See, like, that's what it would be. It would be historic. It would be bleeping historic.
Evidently, Lachlan McLean, who
is Dr. Doom,
is afraid to come on with us. We invited him to come on. That's who I guess we replaced here. But I guess when Kentucky won 10 games 3 or 4 years ago, his response was, it was a special team, not a special program, which, of course, he was dead wrong because Kentucky won 10 games again this year. But that must be the reference that the texter was coming from.
Oh, man.
Do you think Locke would battle him?
I am.
Absolutely.
Like, Strebel.
I'm just asking.
It's a good question because Locke bent the knee to a couple national guests.
Oh, he did. Absolutely he did.
Just not Jay Privman.
And he did smile at a Calipari joke. And he hates Calipari.
He would never battle Calipari. He even ask him a question. All that bluster, he never would ask him a question or anything. He acted polite.
I don't know. It's a great question.
He went on KSTV multiple times and played nice with TJ Beisner and then talked junk about him on the radio. So I don't know. I don't think he'd come at Dan. I think he would. I think all it would take, he'd come at Dan a couple times.
I mean, Dan would nuke him, but Locke would nuke back.
Yes.
It'd be a nuclear war.
I think Dan would nuke him a few times, and then Locke would turtle up. That's what I think would happen.
Texas says, you're not batting 1,000. Strebel Sunburn is your nemesis.
Well, not all the time, but yeah.
Texas says 500 at best. Everyone knows about the suntan situation.
Y'all don't worry about it. That's all I got to say. Don't y'all worry about it.
Texas says, remember the sunburn. You're not batting 1,000, dude.
Yeah, don't worry. Y'all don't have to worry about it. I like how everyone's concerned with my love life and my what goes on in my house, in my rooms. And they're over there texting away
Everyone
like that.
Is.
These little bums. All of them, little bums. Little bum bums. That's all they are. They're jealous. and they're the ones overcompensating.
Oh, man.
They like Big Rig's got it good, and I gotta try to bring him down because I'm sad. Sunburned Big Rig, and my wife doesn't even give me a kiss on the cheek. Sunburned Big Rig, get out of here.
Now's the perfect time to get him riled up. let's do the rummage sound. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
I really like this Central Arkansas transfer.
Oh, no. Steve.
And look, there I'm fully aware that this may be what I – this may be the sound I die with in as we're firing a coach in December, next December.
But no.
But the kid can really play. This kid, now I watch video of him.
Oh, no. Don't
good route runner. Really good hands. He's 6'2". He's got 2 years left. He's from Texas. Played at Central Arkansas.
Good nickname, too. Thuddy.
Yeah, Thuddy.
Thuddy. Like that.
None of it means anything. Nothing. It means nothing. I don't believe him.
I love Nick at the very end. His Thuddy. Name is Thuddy.
Which is a great name.
I like Thuddy. That's all that Nick had.
I like Thuddy. But, Andy, I don't believe him. I don't believe any Louisville fan. It's all fake. It's all fake. They did the same thing with L. Ellis. They did the same thing with you. You name 100 players. They just stink that they've watched film on and they love. And they have a part of their brain that can't function when it says Central Arkansas. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And they could get all pissed off.
He said he had a lot of car league, didn't he?
Listen to this. Last season, okay, over his 3 years, he had 900 some yards his first year, 800 his second year. Last season, he had 1,229 yards, 8 touchdowns. Listen to this. Some of these games he had. One game, he had 5 catches for 178 yards.
You can't complain about
and 2 touchdowns.
You're done.
Against EKU.
They're done. They
you watched our receivers against EKU.
He's going to interrupt, Jack.
He had 9 catches for 251 yards.
251 is good fantasy numbers.
One game he had 11 catches for 181 yards. And he had a couple of 3 catches for 104.
Why did he keep doing this?
7 for 118. 5 for 85. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He was an FCS guy, but he's got some Carlee Jones vibes to him, man. Like
I'm outplaying my
yeah, yeah. Where I was like, that might translate. I liked it. I thought it was a good pickup.
Yeah, again, my wide receiver room. They've earned my trust.
I agree.
Why have they earned your trust? They couldn't catch a pass because Air Force. What are we doing here? When are they going to stop? When are they going to stop?
Well, this
when,
is you and Rummage.
When are they going to stop?
No. You need to be reaching out to Rummage.
It's not just Rummage. It's all of them. They can't do it. They can't just say, you know what? I've been burned 500 times. I'm going to sit this one out and just see how it goes. It's real easy. You look at Central Arkansas. You don't have to say this guy stinks. You just say, you know what? I've had so many players transfer from these crap programs
right.
that I got my hopes up for, and they burned me, and I got made fun of, and I looked silly, and people called me names, and I yelled at Satterfield, and all these things. And just say, on this one, I'm just going to say, it's whatever.
I'm going to let the cake
You've got to prove it to me. But they have to fall in love. They got to fall in love with this dude. They got to fall in love with McGruff, the crime dog. They got to fall in love with Souders just because they're from the SEC. That's it. This guy's not even from the SEC. He's
football
from
Jesus,
Arkansas.
Souders, football Jesus.
Yeah, football Jesus. They can't stop themselves. Even though they hate their team and they hate their coach and they don't like anything, I guess it's basketball. I blame Chris Mack for this. If that basketball team was half a damn, they wouldn't be gushing over Central Arkansas. They'd just be talking about their basketball team's so bad. They're so bad, they've got to pivot back to football, and they all crapped on them. After that Air Force game, they completely crapped on it.
Well, here's the thing.
It drives me nuts. Stop it, guys.
I wrote this down.
He was an FCS guy. But he's got some Carlee Jones vibes to him, man.
I mean, when you say
hang on. The thing I would say is I don't feel like in the moves that he's made that Scott Satterfield has made the moves that you wanted. And here's what I mean. I can understand fans being excited that Deion Branch comes back and he's, you know, an advisor going to help the, you know, the players on the team. It's not an on the field thing, but off the field stuff matters so very much. And so, sure, having a guy like that around the program is fantastic in any role, especially if it's a full time role. Okay. The strength coach and the in McGruff, the crime dog,
yeah.
Coach Crime Dog, all of that, like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
fine.
I'm just like that's where I'm at. Like, everyone thought when every offseason, when the last strength guy was here, you know, U of L guys were pumping iron and everyone was yelling and screaming and ringing a bell and everyone was happy and their beast and everything.
Button helmets.
Well, and so that stuff is very easy to do. And it's very easy to put out a video that gets people excited about that kind of stuff. And it works so often. So that and McGruff, who nobody knows, I move those guys aside. What I would say, though, is you didn't want Brian Brown back.
He's back.
He's back. You wanted Satterfield to add an offensive coordinator. That has not happened.
No.
And we were to hear four names added to the recruiting staff. Again, I understand this stuff takes time.
Right.
Staffs are ever changing. If Jim Harbaugh goes to the NFL, that's going to change a couple different staffs. Like, I get it. There's a chain reaction. It's not over. The transfer portal, you know, I get it. Offensive coordinator, 3-4 names recruiting, Brian Brown. Those were the focal points of the offseason. And right now, Brian Brown's here and he's going to be here. You have no offensive coordinator, which is Scott Satterfield not admitting something.
Yeah, a lot of pride.
Okay.
Right.
And that's just kind of where we are right now.
We're running it all back. I mean, it's the same coaching staff outside of two guys
Rummage
that are...
Rummage did say he's going into the season with arms crossed.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
And that's how he should be. But it boggles the mind because I don't know how much of it's bluster and how much of it's real. Because I've heard a few things on the radio. I saw a couple tweets. But it's not the same overwhelming, you know, barrage that we got last season when they got one of these kinds of guys. I mean, every time they got one of these guys, they were the greatest ever. I haven't sensed that with this Central Arkansas player. Most Louisville fans are just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, okay, we got another one of these. It's kind of what I'm seeing. But there are a few out there, and I guess, you know, you're a fan. You want to believe in your team. You want to believe in your coach and your players. But, man, you all called in for 5 straight hours, pissed off that you kept Scott Satterfield.
Well, demanding that Brian Brown be gone.
Brown be fired,
yeah.
The day after the Air Force, or the night of the Air Force game, when people were calling into that postgame show, Brian Brown has to be gone tomorrow. And it hasn't happened.
And nothing's happened since.
Nothing's happened. There's been no fundamental changes.
Their recruiting class was whatever. I mean, there was some excitement about a couple players. You flip a wide receiver, you get, you know, Salah Brown or whatever. I mean, there's a few things there, but it's not a foundational class where you bring in 20 guys and you have, you know, 7 4 stars or 5 4 stars in your building. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, early in the portal, the portal's been all guys leaving and no guys coming in too much. And I'm with you, man. I don't
know really what they think.
I don't know what's going to happen here in a couple months. I feel like it's going to be back 100%.
Andy, I feel like I'm with you. Yeah. I feel like this summer.
I feel like it's the easiest call.
It's going
to
be
center. They'll get some grad transfers. They have to. There'll be a couple guys in positions like, oh, you don't have anyone here. Okay, I can come in and play. Yeah, I mean,
they're going to say Satterfield.
It's going to happen.
They're going to say Satterfield 9-3 by July. I think that's what's going to happen. I think there's going to be Scott Satterfield. Louisville football will be 9-3 by July.
I think they'll go 8-4 and it will creep to 9-3.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 8-4. I'm just going to Price is Right you. I'll go 8-4 in July and then early September 9-3.
Late August. Yeah, 9-3.
That's what I think is going to happen. And that may be right, but that's my point just continues to be the things that you really wanted him to do. he did not do with Brian Brown, and he has not done as of yet. There's still some time, obviously, but I mean, I feel like if Satterfield wanted an offensive coordinator, he would have went out and got one by now.
Yeah,
he'd have heard some names. Someone would have leaked something.
And it's still early in the transfer portal. I mean, you know, we've talked about that, but I mean, what's the number one thing they wanted changed on their team? It wasn't wide receiver. It was defensive line. Like, we need beef on the defensive line. You watch Kentucky move your guys into the secondary every single play, and they whined and cried about it and were mad about it. They haven't gotten one defensive lineman out of the portal. Not one.
Texas says, I love Rummage, but when he said that today, I let out an oh no.
I want to back Rummage and think that he's really going into the seasons with his arms crossed. But there's gonna be a point in July where he is going to buy back.
It's what I told him today. Jack was there. I said, you got to hold strong. I go, you're going to get a couple transfers that come in,
yeah.
A couple coaches, football Jesus. Hold the line.
You got to
hold the damn line.
You can't get
strong in. Hands, Rummage.
I went 7-5 this year, or 8-4, whatever it was, and I was dead wrong about it. I felt good about it, but I held the line. I stayed strong.
Texas says 500 Streebles of shrimp. He's batting 220 at best.
What are you betting? Send in the pictures of your love life. Let's see all the babes. I'll just throw them out there. Let's go. Let's see it. Tough talks and texters. Let's see it. That's why I can't stay in the text line.
Texas says, who gave you the nickname Big Rig? That's also my nickname.
Oh, congratulations. We share a nickname.
Texas says, lap band is a special procedure, not a special patient.
I don't know if it's a special procedure. It's a procedure.
I love that. Jack, do you want to do the Bart Scott sound real quick?
Yeah.
Do that. How long is the Bart Scott sound?
It is 1:39.
Oh.
Good enough.
All right, let's do it.
Bart Scott on ESPN had a thought on how Josh Allen is going to stay warm on, what day do they play? Sunday? Is that a Sunday game?
This weekend.
You don't know. You're not going to watch any NFL.
I am too. The Bengals and the Raiders play Saturday at 4:30.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Jack.
Issue with Josh Allen over the last 15 years, he's the second worst completion percentage in the NFL in freezing temps. The guy hates the cold. He doesn't play well. And he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation. So his toes get cold. And as you know, with your feet.
Can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want
Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
I don't know how to move off of that. I don't have any medical background, so I can't. I don't really have a response to that. But you play, so you must know something.
A lot of us take Viagra, right? Because Viagra opens up the blood vessels.
A lot of us take Viagra. What do you mean?
A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation, which makes sure that it gets those circulation to the feet.
Okay.
These statements have not been. Evaluated by
I was going to go Buffalo, like just go wings, extra hot, but you know, you seem to
What were we talking about?
I don't think he's going to necessarily be taking Viagra from what I could tell through the conversation. He didn't share that with me, but he did say he's going to be standing next to heaters when the defense is out to keep those toes.
It'll be hot.
Either way, you know the Patriots are going to try to take advantage of the fact that he doesn't have success in the cold.
Louis Riddick, can you get us back to something like reality here? What impact does the cold have on a game like this?
Yeah, man.
We don't care about his
name. Recalibrate here.
Yeah, we're all thrown off.
Like dumping on Bart Scott, man. I mean, he's like, this is what we used to do.
How about that?
And everyone's just like, oh, get out of here.
What do you think about that? What do you guys think about that, Jack?
Whatever gives you the competitive edge. I don't know how comfortable it would be playing with Viagra, but if you feel like it ups your endurance on the field and
keeps you warm.
Yeah, keeps you warm.
Nice and cuddly.
Yeah, you do what you got to do. It's not illegal. It's not a banned substance.
Would Blue Chew have the same effect?
Yeah.
That's what Blue Chew should be marketing to athletes.
Yes, they should.
Like you can chew athletes. The gum on the sideline to stay warm.
We're getting NIL deals.
Like, hey, you know, Sam Williamson, hey, yeah. you need
If you love horn, love Blue Chew.
You'll love Blue Chew.
This new Central Arkansas player.
Yeah.
He signs Blue Chew for U of L. This is how I run these routes.
Can we Vince get a, Merrill's like, we stay warm in the winter all the time by Blue Chew.
I never get tired.
Yeah, like Sam Williamson doing a Blue Chew read. Have him say the if you like.
Vince Merrill has to wait for the Viagra to wear off before he goes to the KS bar. Doesn't want to go in there.
He'd just go with the Viagra still working.
Yeah, I think he'd just walk in there. Don't say anything. He get his chicken fingers or whatever, or his bot sticks. And
by the way, speaking of food, we had so much food, and then I look over at like 9 o'clock, and last night we were Dave and Buster's,
yeah,
and Nick Valvano had ordered a burger on top of all the food that we had. We ate for 2 hours plus, and then he ordered a massive like double cheeseburger.
It looked good.
Gosh.
And then I look over, Rummage has a pizza.
A whole pizza?
He was going to take home.
Oh.
Jack goes, oh,
no, that's
pizza.
Not, no, that's not what
Jack
happened.
Jack goes and sits by him. They open the pizza. They eat the pizza.
Oh, I had one slice and I was offered it.
Okay. Oh. Well, and then I look over and Jason Entz is eating ribs.
Ribs?
Korean barbecue whip.
He ordered a half rack of ribs.
Andy, before I left,
yeah.
I look on the table. There's like 8 plates of chicken wings, 3 big giant plates of nachos.
Yep.
They had 2 massive pretzels with beer cheese.
Those
they
good
had
pretzels.
Food. There was like 4 tables full of food. And they ordered ribs, pizza, and double cheeseburgers. Jason, it's eating the ribs.
Of course. In Korean barbecue ribs.
Did he say these aren't like Kansas City?
They're good. I mean, they're good. I had one.
Did you have one?
Texas says Blue Chew Daddy.
I'll do a sponsorship. Yeah.
Texas says batting 1,000 against the same pitcher isn't impressive.
Yeah, what are you batting, bum? Again,
what are you batting, bum?
These texters text tough, and that none of them can provide anything. I'm sitting here, I'm telling the truth. And this bum text said, that's not impressive. What are you doing there, homeboy? What you got for me? What you got? Batting. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. He's got nothing.
Oh, my God.
Good thing
that's the open job
for you. You got that. You got your phone and the internet. You got OnlyFans, I bet. What do you got, bum? You're batting 1,000 with Kiki on OnlyFans. She didn't show anything, man. I heard.
You heard. You heard.
Yeah. Oh, man. Texas says Josh Allen's going to have to wear a cod piece.
When I'm on OnlyFans, I can actually I can message the girls. They message me back.
Let's go to break.
I'm batting 1,000.
I'll do a BJ heating and cooling read next hour, Jack. Cratering. We're cratering to the finish line. Let's take a break. On the other end, we'll attempt to get you ready for the games this weekend, although probably not. And we'll get to the mixtape at 5:30 coming up on The Take on a Friday.